following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where Jim Tressel's in trouble, the NFL's in appeal, the draft is tomorrow, and we are heading towards, can you believe it? I knew it, but yet when you get it in writing or you get an email, Scott Steinberg says, well, we played our final soccer game last night. It's not even May. It's like the shortest season ever. Spring is the shortest season out there. And we'll talk high school sports. We'll get to that in a little bit. Our Loper Link, Jake Salisbury, is going to join us in a couple of minutes to talk about what's going on with UNK tennis. Last night announced that both teams, men and women, make the NCAA tournament. Now we have when and where, and we'll talk about that, recap, and talk about what is going on and what isn't going on with UNK athletics, including UNK softball, which they canceled. They will not be playing that today.
Well, they moved it three times, so the next logical step was we're not going to do it fourth. We're just cancel it.
Yeah, too busy during dead week. And it's non-conference, so it's a lot easier to push off to the side. We'll talk about that coming up. But before we get started, did Colin Cowherd just call Josh Freeman an elite quarterback in the National Football League? Just before the last break coming into the Doug and Daddy Show, why Cam Newton would not succeed, why Blaine Gabbert will succeed, assuming that Cam Newton goes to Carolina and Blaine Gabbert goes to either Arizona or San Francisco. He said, well, if he goes to Arizona or San Francisco, soft division, easier to win, easier to get going, system's there for you. Cam Newton going against elite quarterbacks in the league, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Josh Freeman.
Whoa.
This is the same guy that would not give Aaron Rodgers any props in the playoffs last year until he won the Super Bowl, and he just called Josh Freeman an elite quarterback. I'll give you another reason why Cam Newton's not going to succeed with the Carolina Panthers.
Sucks.
Carolina's bad. Bad.
Struggling.
I just don't get it. We're going to be talking with one of the associate editors from Pro Football Weekly at the bottom of the hour, and we've talked to the different folks, and we like to get a different guy almost every time. It gives different opinions to talk about what's going on with the NFL draft. If everybody in the country is saying Blaine Gabbert is a better quarterback and higher on their board than Cam Newton. What are the Carolina Panthers thinking? If everybody is saying that, then why would you take Cam? Are they the only ones that don't agree?
Well, apparently they don't feel that way because from all indications, from talking to the front office personnel, from talking to – they've had their mock – because there's –
Well, that's the point, though. That's my point. Everybody – and I don't just mean Mel Kiper and Todd McShay. Everybody has Blaine Gabbert higher than Cam Newton except the Carolina Panthers.
Well, I think it's such a crapshoot. How many of those guys – what's the percentage of those guys that work out first-round draft choices? And you're talking about being an elite quarterback, which –
The specialty positions,
close to
less than linemen. I mean, your quarterbacks, your running backs, your wide receivers, mostly busts, 50-50 if you want to. You have more success getting linemen, linebackers, defensive tackles, corners, and in Sebastian Janikowski's case, place kickers.
Uno.
The only place kicker to ever go in the first round. And you know what worked out?
There can't be 20% of those quarterbacks that I mean, how many people are happy with the quarterback they've got right now in the NFL out of 32 teams?
Well, but that's not just because of the draft either. I mean, you can't blame it all on the draft. Eli Cabarrun will join us at the bottom of the hour from Pro Football Weekly to talk about that, and we'll talk more about the draft coming up. It just it baffles me with as much coverage as we have out there. Why?
All the. You know, we're trying to follow the Nebraska players and stuff. All of a sudden, Prince Amakamura, for having as good of a pro day and everybody's happy with him, they've got him following 13th, 15th, a lot of places now instead of being in that 7, 8, 9.
Team needs. They had him at 9 because they thought Dallas would take him. Obviously, Dallas has told everybody that they're going to take this offensive tackle from USC. So fine. So he slides down. Dallas might want to move down in the draft. Detroit looks at him. Just it's a neat thing. I'll tell you what, Prince is better than this. What, Jimmy Smith from Colorado? He's the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. All right. If you draft the Colorado kid over the Nebraska kid again, fired. You're out. You're gone. He just makes no sense. We'll talk more about the draft, but we are pleased to be joined in studio today on our Loper Link by Jake Salisbury. He is the head men's and women's tennis coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And our Loper Link is brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. For more information on Garrett's tires and appliances, they're there for you every day at Garrett Appliance. .com. And Coach, welcome into the studio. Congratulations. The teams are headed to the NCAA National Tournament, and that's not even the next thing you got up, but a lot of accolades since we actually a week ago, I think it was last Wednesday after the show, the all-conference teams came up. You're the Women's Coach of the Year, which is always taken with a grain of salt, the Coach of the Year in a lot of the sports, whoever has the best year, Coach of the Year, but I'll tell you what, you're doing something right, and the tennis programs are really starting to make a move. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great to have you in. Let's talk first off about, fill the folks out, what is going on with the NCAA tournament. The men going to get to play at home. The women are going to be on the road. Just give them all the info.
Well, the selection show just happened last night, and our women moved from 2 to 4 in the region after losing in the finals at the RMAC tournament, and so Augustana will be hosting our women's team in Sioux Falls, South Dakota this Sunday at 2 p.m., and then our men falling to Montana State Billings. We split with them this year. We beat them at their place 5-4, and they beat us 5-3 in the conference tournament. Just this last weekend, and so, but it ended up being we had a stronger strength of schedule. They figured our away win was a little stronger than a neutral site win for them, so we still get a host, Montana State Billings, once again, coming this Monday at 3 p.m. at Harmon Park Tennis Courts.
Now, when you hear tennis tournaments, a lot of people think there's going to be different teams. This is all head-to-head at this point.
That's right. Everything's a dual matchup where you play 9 matches, 3 doubles, 6 singles.
Obviously, Montana State Billings is one of those, and I always forget the word here, but extra schools that competes in the conference, like San Francisco State does in wrestling, and Fort Hays does in some things now. But Montana State Billings, turning around and playing them right away again, positives and negatives to that in your mind?
Well, I think the word you're looking for is affiliate school. That's and everything. It. But, I think there's a lot of positives in this match. I mean, I think we kind of got a bitter taste in our mouth, you know, a little bit from that loss. It kind of caught us by surprise. They took two out of the three doubles against us. And so where we didn't play very well at one doubles that day. And we ended up winning at one singles. And we thought, you know, it came down to 4 and 6 singles were the last two matches on for our team. And we were up a set on both of those matches, about ready to win at 6 singles. And then their guy just kind of turned it on and turned it up another notch, a guy that we had beaten previously early in the year in straight sets, turned it around and won in 3 sets on our guy to win and clinch the match for their team. So, you know, I think our team matches up very well with theirs. I think in every position we can beat them. I mean, it could be a 9-0 type match with them. At the same time, they could beat us 9-0. And so we're very even. There's not a for sure guarantee win at any spot. So we're going to be ready to go. It's nice to bring it to Kearney and play on our home courts that we practice on daily. And so that it's going to be nice to have Billings in town.
Than going to Billings.
Yeah, absolutely, as far as the travel of that far. But is it? In tennis, is it that big of a – I mean, basketball and football, you would say, yes, playing here would be a huge advantage. Is it a huge advantage?
Well, it is a little bit. You know, it's not because of – we get thousands of fans out there that's supporting our team or anything like that. You know, we've got a good fan base and stuff for as far as tennis goes, good support from the community. But just, you know, the environment, what you're comfortable in, the scenery, just the feeling of being on your court that you practice at daily is just there's benefits to that, of course. Yep.
Jake Salisbury, UNK tennis coach, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Here is the All-RMAC men's first team, where they come from: Ghana, India, Mexico, Brazil, Sweden, and Elkhorn, Nebraska. Josh Raymond, the only United States or American to make the first team. Let's talk a little bit about the team. Start with Josh, and I guess even before that, will you make changes in the head-to-head matchups when you play Montana, or is it already set and you're going to stay with what you got?
It's already set. Our lineup's set. It's turned in to the NCAA, and so unless an injury happens, nothing changes. And Josh, he's really been our team leader from the get-go. He's been number one singles since his freshman year, and he's in his junior season now. He's a special kid, you know, coming out of Nebraska. It's great to see that local talent competing and beating guys that were nationally ranked in their countries, top 50, top 20, top 10 in their country. And so, and he's beating these guys this year. And so he went 4-2 in the RMAC, and beating the Montana State Billings guy who had beaten him earlier in the year. And so he's beating national ranked players. They're nationally ranked in doubles right now. They were the ITA regional champions, him and his partner Yeshwanth, who is from India. So Josh, he's the type of kid that he's a hard worker. He was a three-sport athlete in high school, so he gets it, you know. And there's benefits of having, you know, that kind of an all-American kid on your team where they've been in other sports like basketball, where they've had, you know, that type of discipline and commitment in other sports where they know that they get the team sport of it. And so, and I think that's how he really thrives in athletics.
Jake, talk a little bit about the international aspect. If you go to Lincoln, the tennis teams, Division One, a lot of foreign players. Obviously, with your travel budget, it's not like you're in India scouting matches or scouting tennis tournaments. I mean, you're not flying 24 hours to see Guanu or what, you know. You're not going there. It's amazing when I see these international students. How the hell do they end up in Kearney, Nebraska?
We review a lot of athletes. I mean, we get a lot of emails, a lot of interest from all over the world, just different countries. You know, we have connections. Different coaches have different connections, different regions, you know. But you got to rely a lot on video. You got to rely on a lot of past rankings and things like that in their country. You kind of have to know each country, what's good, because top 10 in one country isn't very good in another, you know. And so you kind of have to, you know, go by comparison. comparables to players they've beaten or had close matches with that are now playing in college tennis somewhere in America. And so it takes a lot of research, but there's definitely, you know, a plethora of those athletes out there that are looking to come to the States to play on these teams. And so, and you used to see it only in men, but now you're seeing it in the women's side as well.
And when you hear a kid going 16 years old and going to turn pro, they're at a total different level than these kids.
Right. Yep. And it's just another. I mean, those kids that are turning pro, they're spending, you know, 8-9 hours on the court daily, with their private court coaches and everything. And so, it's another level. I mean, tennis just keeps raising its level. You think you see one kid that you're like, who could ever beat that person? You know, they're unstoppable. Then all of a sudden you see another player come in and they'll beat him 6-0, 6-0. And then there's another and another. It just keeps going on. I mean, that's testament to Roger Federer, who's, you know, dominated men's tennis for the longest time. You know, he just continues to win and beat people even as he's getting older now.
Yeah, what is he, 29? Jake Salisbury joins us here on our Loper Link. UNK tennis coach. They get ready for the NCAA tournament. The men on Monday will be at home and taking on Montana State Billings. The women will be up taking on a very tough team in Augustana, 20-2 in their dual season on Sunday. Tony mentioned Victoria Gunawa, who turned 17 today. She's a first-team all-conference selection for you. So is Cassie Shaw, first-team selection. So you got some talent, but obviously a young team, and you're going to have the girls are going to have their hands full. Talk about their matchup.
Well, we played Augustana in the regional championships last year. Our women's team beat them 5-1. It's a very similar team as last year as far as what they have at the top of their lineup. Their top three are pretty much the same players. And they got a little more depth, a little stronger on the bottom three, the 5-6 especially. And so that's where I think, you know, it's going to be challenging to find wins there. We match up very evenly with them. I think we might have a little bit more strength in the doubles in our lineup, but they might be stronger in the middle part of the lineup, that 3-4 spots in the singles. But, you know, we haven't really seen them much. We've seen them play individually in the fall in the regional tournament. They brought some players here. It's a consistent team. They're not going to overpower anybody, but their strategies are long points. They play a lot of slice and mix it up and stuff, and so we're going to be kind of working on that this week to prepare for that match.
You invited me via email, and I appreciate that, but where are we going to Nationals at? You did not include that.
Nationals would be Altamonte Springs, Florida, so it's the same place
Perfect.
As last year.
Nice. Yep. Lovely yep. This time of year.
That's right.
And Jake, how about the building blocks? I mean, it's a year by year. How much, even if it was just one team that advanced to the Sweet 16 last year, how much has that helped everybody this year?
You know, I think both teams feed off each other. You know, it's kind of got that family-type feel with the men support the women support the men. And so, and we don't have any seniors on our team right now. Out of the 20 that are on the roster, men and women combined, we have 12 freshmen on both teams combined, 4 sophomores and 4 juniors. So we've got a lot to look forward to next year and years to come. We have 7 on the women's team that are freshmen right now. And so actually our top 3 singles players are freshmen, and our 5 and 6 singles players are freshmen. So we only have 1 in our top 6 that's a junior, Nicola Messbarger. So
Messbarger's, Salisbury's, you know, you want to talk tennis. That's what you got. By the way, I see Kearney High won 2 more duels yesterday. Do you kind of keep an eye on what's going on there?
Oh, yeah, of course. We've got a girl coming in from Kearney next year. Teelan Trimble will be joining our team. She's very strong in doubles. She got 2nd place at state last year and should have a good showing again this year at the Class A state tournament. And we got another Messbarger coming in as well, Kelly Messbarger, cousin to Nicola. And so they just keep rolling in. I think we've got another about 10 more generations of that coming for Lopers.
Good.
So, yeah.
No. As we've talked about in all sports, UNK, for them to thrive or to get a program started, depending on whatever it is, you got to have some good local and state talent to do that. And And that is happening, especially with the Messbarger girls rolling through here. We've talked, I can't believe how much time we've talked on tennis here, but it's pretty exciting because the action is going on this weekend. In fact, you're hosting Hastings today. You're going to Seward tomorrow. You're under the philosophy, keep playing instead of just practicing. Keep playing, stay fresh for the weekend.
Right, and we got some kind of late season minor injuries. You know, we're going to rest up a few of our players, get some guys that are 7-8-9 in our lineup, some matches and everything like that, so we won't be full strength, but it's good to get these matches in. It's a different mentality. You can't reciprocate that in a practice, what you have for a match.
All right, bud, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
We'll wish you the best of luck this weekend, and hopefully you can get an all-expense-paid trip to Florida for a whole bunch of kids.
That's right.
Jake Salisbury, UNK tennis coach, also the women's coach of the year in the conference, and they will be in action with the women on the road on Sunday at Augustana. The men are at home taking on Montana State Billings at Harmon Park Monday at 3 o'clock. Come out and watch them if you can. And, of course, that's not all that's going on. Tennis isn't it. The track teams are keeping busy. Most Lopers are heading to Hastings on Saturday for the Hastings College Qualifier. A few UNK athletes are going to the Drake Relays in Des Moines. The baseball team, they are at UNO tonight, Warner Ballpark. And then they will be hosting New Mexico Highlands this weekend.
Better to host.
New Mexico Highlands has had some off-the-field issues here in the last couple of weeks. They're once again trying to keep it together there, and they come rolling in. The softball team hosts Metro this weekend to wrap up their regular season. They need some wins to assure a spot in the postseason tournament. The baseball team has another week to go there. So that's what's going on with what UNK has rolling along. And that is our Loper Link for today, brought to you by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com.
Garrett Tires and Treads.
And by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans. Charter West National Bank.
Charter West National Bank.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
If you like Charger, you'll love the brand new Charger Test. Supercharge your testosterone levels for more intense energy, strength, and stamina with Charger Test, only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
There's nothing like a homegrown tomato, and Builders in Kearney is inviting you to a tomato growing clinic this Saturday at 10 a.m. Extension agent Ted Grease and tomato expert Mick Ross will be on hand to talk about tomato selection, cultural care, and common problems. Whether you're a complete novice or a tomato guru looking to increase your harvest, be sure to attend this free tomato clinic this Saturday at 10. Come early for the best view at Builders, where we do tomatoes best.
Builders does the best.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We're at a point between the spring game and the move to the Big Ten where you can take some time and turn down the big screen sound and turn up some live music. And that's what's happening this Friday at Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill in Kearney. Live music with Mike Nicolin and the Lost Sidemen. A little bit old, a little bit new country, and a little bit rock and roll. Live music Friday at Jersey's. Lunch and dinner specials every day, too. Plus, nightly food and drink specials in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And Midway is keeping busy, making you happy. If you're looking for a quality new or pre-owned Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep, then stop by Midway of Kearney. And folks, don't forget to go to their Facebook page, Think Midway. If you like, then like it. You just have to hit the like button on the Think Midway page, and you'll receive updates on their giveaways, latest inventory, and during the next 2 weeks, Think Midway and Win. You visit their Facebook page, answer the featured question on various days throughout the next 2 weeks, and you'll have a chance to win free vehicle maintenance for Midway's factory-trained maintenance team and an iPad 2. All participants will be entered to win that at Midway's live remote May 7th, the iPad 2. You can count on Midway to stock the most featured packed vehicles in their inventory, including the all-new 2011 Dodge Charger or Motor Trend's 2011 Truck of the Year, the Chevy Silverado. From routine oil changes and transmission replacements to new tires or brakes, Midway's fully certified service team dedicated to providing quality auto care and top-tier customer service for both new or pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for superior auto maintenance or your next vehicle, then think Midway and thinkmidway.com, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, Daddy, we've got a delusional Husker fan has been doing some research for us. We've been doing some research. Everybody putting their mock drafts up. Fox has one of their mock drafts that's really extended out there. Prince Amakimura looks to be the only Husker to go in the first round, and a lot of people believe that. And then it's going to be a while before any Nebraskan. For Fox, they have they have Niles Paul and Pierre Allen going in the fourth round, Keith Williams in the fifth round, Roy Helu and Alex Henry in the last round. Okay, I will say this. I don't think Alex Henry goes in round seven. Either he goes early or he doesn't go at all. They're not just going to keep, you know, skipping on this. Although they do have him going to Dallas in the seventh round.
We would certainly
take God knows we need a kicker. And by we, I mean Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yes, we are. We're pleased to be joined right now by the Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly, Eli Cabron. Eli, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No problem, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Is it getting exciting around there, or is all the prep work done, and now you just sit back to see if you were right?
Well, it's getting kind of exciting, but, yeah, we've done a lot of work, but still comes some mystery even at the top of the draft in the first round, so we're anxiously awaiting tomorrow evening.
Eli, talk to us about the process. Nolan Naraki is your number one draft analyst guy. How closely do all of you work with him and what the information he's receiving?
Pretty closely. He is in correspondence with a lot of other scouts, GMs, pro personnel directors, college coaches and whatnot, gathering information, watching film. And then we also, on the side, the staff of Pro Football Weekly, we do Q&As with players. We went to the combine talking to guys, talking to coaches, seeing what they're thinking. So it's kind of a collective effort, but Nolan is definitely the most important and most informed of the people on our staff.
Eli, let's start at the top because me just being me, I started off at the top of the show here, and everybody's under the assumption that Carolina's going to take Cam Newton, and I can't find anybody that has Cam Newton ranked high on their draft board overall, any of the folks, and I'm not just talking Pro Football Weekly, I'm not just talking Mel and Todd at ESPN, or any of the analysts out there, everybody has Blaine Gabbert ahead of him. What makes Cam Newton so attractive to Carolina?
Well, they need a quarterback. They took Jimmy Clausen in the second round last year, and he just did not show them, I guess, what they were thinking. They made a coaching change to Ron Rivera. And really, without a quarterback, the rest of their offense is not that bad. They have a pretty solid offensive line anchored by Ryan Khalil at center. They got some good running backs in Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams. So they really just need a quarterback. And Cam Newton, I guess they feel, is the most polished and ready to play and contribute to that team. There's major concerns about his character, his attitude, but apparently the Panthers think that he can lead them to success. That is a very tough division. Matt Ryan in that division, Drew Brees, Josh Freeman. So they're going to need to compete at the quarterback position, and I guess they think Cam Newton's the guy if that's who they go with at the first pick.
Eli, we've been, and as I said, with our crack research department here, which is made up of about two guys. Who's the last top quarterback selection that has ever panned out? I mean, do we got to go all the way back to Peyton Manning?
I guess it depends on what you think of Michael Vick. He's kind of turned out, but his career kind of has not gone as the way people assumed. Eli Manning won a Super Bowl, but there's still major questions about him. Carson Palmer's a solid player, but he's by far nowhere near Peyton Manning's level. So I guess it really depends. If you think that the number one overall pick should be one of the five best players at their position, then, yeah, you have to go back to Peyton Manning. There's been some solid picks in there, but no one at the level of Peyton Manning since he was picked.
Eli, I guess it was you guys in your publication that took a lot of the heat once it was released that Cam Newton's not a good teammate, and it really went on and on. You guys didn't back down from those statements. You'd done your research and stand by them.
Yeah, that's very true. Nolan watches a lot of film. He talks to a lot of people, and that's just what his it wasn't really his opinion. This is just the opinion of people that he had discussed with and talked about Cam Newton. So this was a scouting report. It wasn't what we thought of the guy. It's not a personal attack. It's just what we feel, and we've written other things about other players that are similar. And we didn't back down, and I think you're seeing a few other publications now. I know Mike Mayock of the NFL Network has said similar things about Cam Newton, about his character concerns. So we're just telling it like we see it. We're not trying to. We wish him the best. We don't hope that he fails or anything. But that's just how we saw his pro potential, and that's how we wrote it up in the book.
Eli Cabaron of Pro Football Weekly joining us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the NFL draft, which you'll hear right here beginning tomorrow night with round one. Eli, let's get into some of the Nebraska players. It looks like Prince Amakimura goes early. It appears that Dallas is not going to take him. A lot of people think Detroit is a spot, maybe San Francisco, if both quarterbacks are off the board early on. What do you see about Prince, and then maybe just your thoughts on some other Huskers and where they might fall?
Well, yeah, Prince is probably the number two cornerback in this class behind Patrick Peterson of LSU. So it really might depend on where Peterson goes, which will determine where Amakimura goes. Peterson's probably projected in the top 10. Like you said, San Francisco's a possibility. Arizona's a possibility for him. So then Prince will fall in right behind that. If San Francisco feels that he's the defensive back that can turn that team around, I wouldn't be surprised if he went off the board there. If he slips a bit, Houston is in great need of a defensive back. They're picking 11th. Like you mentioned, Detroit's 13th. They could take one. So there's a lot of places he'll go. I don't think he slips out of the top 15 picks just because he's so talented and corner is such a position of need in the pass-first NFL. As for some other NFL pick or some other Nebraska players, Roy Alu, like you mentioned earlier, kind of seen as like a late-round, fourth- or fifth-round pick. There's not a standout running back in this class, so he kind of moves up because of that, but he's not really seen as a top talent, but maybe a change of pace back in the NFL. So expect to see him go off the board in the mid-round.
Fair enough. Eli Cabaron from Pro Football Weekly joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eli, what happens after this draft, once the stay of execution, I guess, was lifted, if you will?
Well, we're still kind of waiting to find out because the NFL is obviously appealing the judge's decision. But it looks like the league year may start any day now. And if that's the case, can shop their clients to teams, negotiate contracts, potentially sign contracts. They don't really have a CBA in place, so they might have to go back to last year's CBA, in which case there would be no salary cap, which would be kind of interesting. But there could be a lot of movement really quickly if this thing just happens to start at any day now. It also could impact the draft if it starts in the next few days, because then teams can trade contracts, trade draft picks. Guys like Kevin Cobb could be on the move. So we're just in wait-and-see mode to see what happens when this league year actually begins.
Eli Cabarron joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Alex Henry is somebody that, for a kicker, of course, and a Nebraska guy, everybody wants to know about him. I see that you guys have him third in the specialist group. Some folks have. You know, it's hard to project where you take a kicker. Are you on the whatever list, or would you take a kicker higher than the fifth round?
I feel like if he's a special kicker, someone like Sebastian Janikowski obviously went in the first round. That will never happen again, in my opinion. But guys like Nate Kading have gone in the top three rounds. It's probably worth it just because of they are so important to a team. And you see every year teams shuffle through kickers. They get released, re-signed, whatnot. Yeah, like you said, Alex Henry is our number three ranked specialist. We have him projected as a sixth or seventh round pick, but he's got NFL caliber leg and accuracy, and that's what you're going to do. He's probably, if he doesn't get drafted, he'll get signed by some team and compete in camp and have a chance to win a job. So that's all you can ask for, really, if you're a specialist in this draft.
Eli, is there one of those guys that everybody's talking about that, in your mind, maybe a bit high, could fall down to the end of the first round?
Yeah, there's so many defensive linemen in this year's class that someone is bound to fall, and the guy that seemed as most likely to fall is Daquan Bowers of Clemson. He was projected actually in the top five almost a month and a half ago at the scouting combine, but he's had some major knee questions, injury concerns, and he might slide down the board. But he's got a lot of potential, a lot of talent, and if a team clears him as healthy, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets picked and then makes an immediate impact. But he's the guy that seemed as dropping his stock just because of the injury concerns.
Eli, is there one team you're keeping your eye on that really needs to do something good in this draft?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that you could say that this draft is very important to them. But just picking in the top 10, I think you got to look at the Dallas Cowboys picking ninth, because there's so much pressure, as you say, always on the Cowboys. They're in a tough division. Picking ninth, they're going to have their pick of do they want to go offense or defense. They are looking at offensive line, offensive tackle. Tyron Smith of the USC is considered there, but the Cowboys need to make an impact. Last year they made a splash with Dez Bryant, and he performed well on the field, but there's still off-field questions about him. They need to pick a solid player, and because they were just awful last year. They started out 1-7, I think, something like that.
Oh yeah,
they
know.
They need to turn it around quickly. And picking ninth, they have a chance to get a real impact player. It'll be interesting to see what they do. That could kind of change the draft depending on which direction they go, because they're followed right up by their rival, the Washington Redskins. So those two picking back to back could have an interesting turn in the draft.
Well, Daniel Snyder will screw that up worse than we can screw it up at Dallas. So we're confident in that. Is Smith that good of an offensive tackle? I know he's 20 years old or just shy of being 21, I think.
Yeah, Smith is an athletic tackle. There's questions about him just because of he doesn't have much experience, and he may not be able to start in day one. But over the course of his career, a lot of people think that he could be the best offensive lineman in this year's class. So if a team that's looking for that is looking for an instant impact player, they might go with Anthony Costanzo of Boston College or Gabe Kareemi of Wisconsin. But if you're thinking long-term, Tyron Smith's probably the way to go.
And just for the folks out there that have not been reading the Bible of Pro Football Weekly.
Amen, Doug.
As we do all the time. In their mock draft, they have Marcell Dareus going first to Carolina. They have Prince Amukamara going 10th to Washington. They actually have J.J. Watt of Wisconsin, offensive end, which is going to Dallas, which we haven't heard very many places. Cam Newton, they do have going all the way down to 15 to the Miami Dolphins.
No!
And I have to ask you, as our Dolphin fan goes crazy, I do have to ask about one more guy who Nebraska destroyed. And even though he beat us the second time around in the bowl game, he still wasn't that good. Jake Locker was going to be number one had he come out last year. Now most people like him maybe going to New England in the 28th pick like you guys do. Is Jake Locker going to make it in the pros?
Well, he has great athleticism, can move out of the pocket, has all those physical tools that you're looking for, has the size, the strength. If you had to pick a quarterback based on how they looked, you might pick Jake Locker, but there's major concerns about his accuracy. He never completed more than like 55% of his passes in college, and that's playing in the wide-open Pac-10. When he gets into the NFL where the game is much quicker, accuracy is going to be a huge issue for him. I think that a place like New England or some team at the end of the draft that where he can sit for a few years, learn the system, develop into a starting quarterback is the perfect fit for him. But if he gets taken by a team like the Minnesota Vikings at the 12th spot, or if some team from the second round jumps in, tries to trade into the first round to take him, and he's thrown in there to start right away, that could be trouble for him, because even though he spent 4 years in college, he never really played in many, many pressure games. The Washington Huskies were not a good team when he was there. And like I said, he has huge concerns about his accuracy and his poise in the pocket. So being picked at the end of the first round might be a blessing in disguise, kind of like similar to what happened to Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying Locker will turn into Aaron Rodgers, but maybe sitting for a few years and developing might be the best thing for Locker.
Eli, you do realize you made a mistake, right?
Uh-oh. What's that?
What did Eli do?
Well, he gave us his phone number. And, and we will have you on again and again, Eli. We really appreciate everyone from Pro Football Weekly that's been a guest here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've been exceptional today. We really appreciate the time.
No problem, guys. Yeah, give me a call whenever. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eli. Eli Cameron from Pro Football Weekly, the Bible of pro football. Daddy doesn't go to sleep without it, folks. Reads it all the time. And I like looking at their mock draft, which is totally different than most of the other drafts. And I would have to say they're probably going to be closer.
I think that, though, that every 2 days on the internet, they get released. It's like mock 4.2.3.B.
The more they hear from their teams about, no, we're not taking that guy, then, I mean, that's
right.
That's why some of this has happened. You know, somebody, Merritt is a Miami Dolphins fan. We've had Buffalo Bill fans on here. We've had, what was Crazy Chris, besides an Iowa State fan?
He was a nut.
Yeah. we've got a variety of fans.
Well, LaVell and the guys at the Country Club are Raider fans.
Yeah, and John.
There you go.
Crazy John. We got all kinds of fans out there. I don't think we have many Washington Redskins fans except for our buddy Richie Gappa. But, God, I hope Prince doesn't go there. I hate for any Husker. It's like Jabba going to the Yankees. It just,
but you don't want him going to Detroit either, though, do you?
Well, it seems like every Husker gets picked by Detroit, and they're not good, and that doesn't shine well on Nebraska. Now, I hope Detroit's good and Sue's good, and if Amaka Murray goes there, they're good and it's great and yay. I mean, that's okay. Fine, but it seems like all of a sudden Detroit has taken a lot of Huskers. They didn't even keep all the good ones.
No,
obviously. I mean, they don't. You know.
When they kicked old Lauren Kaiser,
well, they got
to the curb,
thumped in the Panther
done.
Dome. Yeah,
I was done. You got to make a stand. And when they kicked Lauren Kaiser to the curb, done. I've had it.
Man, they would have just had a 54-man roster. Okay, being a Miami Dolphin fan, Merritt.
Yes.
Do you want Cam Newton?
No.
Okay. All right. I couldn't tell if you were
at the draft.
Why are you drafting a quarterback in the first round when they're not going to get the playbook for whenever with this whole lockout situation, and you can't expect them to start? Miami could draft a running back, but you know running backs are dime a dozen and gone in 3 years. So why invest a first round pick in that? Get a guard.
Who's
get
your
him
running
to play
back?
There.
Who's your running back?
Well,
right
they had Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams, and in theory, they're both free agents. But Ricky Williams is past his prime, and Ronnie Brown hasn't done anything without the Wildcat, so.
And another interesting, I mean, Mark Ingram, Jake Locker, both, and Cam Newton, two Heisman Trophy winners and last year's number one pick in the draft, and Pro Football Weekly doesn't have any of them in the top 10. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, where right now you can chow down on the stuffed steakhouse burger, which just reminded me of our next thing. Stuff it with jalapenos and cheddar cheese. Top it with spicy poblano sauce, ripe tomato, crisp iceberg lettuce. I got a chance to have the big fish sandwich, being Lent. I got a chance to have the big fish sandwich. And, of course, BK, two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. But a thumbs up to BK because it was good. It was good. And it wasn't wimpy. I got a couple of them. Very good. I mean, you know, for what you get these days at some places, it was top of the line. All right. Now, my next question to you, who in the hell invented tartar sauce? And whoever thought it was good? Seriously, who invented tartar sauce? You want mayo, put mayo on it. What is tartar sauce? Does it really make fish better? No. You go to an expensive restaurant and order, or you're on the coast and you get the best fish out there, do you get tartar sauce? No. Who the hell invented tartar sauce? It's terrible.
We're going to research that.
Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
There's a place south of Laredo, across an ocean of scorpion-covered earth so hot, rattlesnakes combust. We're drawn to it like moths to a flaming jalapeno.
Welcome to Subway.
Subway's turned up the heat. Introducing Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, the hot new turkey jalapeno melt with bubbly Monterey cheddar and the boldacious buffalo chicken. Fiery Footlong Subs, our boldest yet.
Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, they'll burn the wimp right out of you.
Subway, eat fresh.
I think we can all agree that there are some things you definitely want to pay attention to when you hear them. For instance, when you hear somebody yell fire, that's a situation that requires your full attention. And when I tell you that there are no games or gimmicks, just honest-to-goodness bottom-line pricing on Midway's huge inventory of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, cars, trucks, crossovers, and vans, well, pretend I yelled fire. Quick and simple, cut and dried. That's just the way you like it, and that's just the way it is at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Right now, save up to $9,100 off a new Dodge Ram. The spring truck selection at Midway is better than ever. Get all the details and meet our online concierge at thinkmidway.com. Midway's concierge will get you all the information you need to help you make an informed decision. It's free and it's fast at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole-in-One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole-in-One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole-in-One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering cloud cover and some breaks of sun developing at times as we head through the day today. There also is an isolated chance of a shower, a few sprinkles, with highs near 60. North winds will stay gusty at about 15 to 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You have info for me?
Well, I've got...
Well, the three words, we've got a couple of infos. We've got more information on tartar sauce. That's not what you have there.
No, I'm going straight to the Den Pop inbox.
You have tartar sauce info, Merritt? What have you found out?
It's something from France, from what I can figure out. And from steak tartare.
Here it is. The history of tartar sauce is a bit tangled. It appears to have been developed by the French as a sauce for steak tartare, a famous French dish with raw steaks, yeah, blah, blah. Well, then how the hell did it get on fish? That's not the same thing. Steak and fish, not the same thing. That just proved my point.
But truth being told, you are one of the more picky individuals in the history of the world. Right?
Yeah, probably more than 50%, but not 90.
No, but
60%. Yeah, I mean, but there's stuff I don't eat. I don't try to eat it or fake to eat it or prepare it for other people to eat.
No, we go to the Den Popper inbox. I think one thing that is notable is Doug's dislike of rap music, like Lil Wayne's "Make It Rain." Maybe he has had a rough relationship with some thugs and now has to sleep with a nightlight. That came from Bob and Carney. He used all three words. We're going to put that one in the box.
The three words of the week are what again, Merritt?
Notable, rain, and light.
Rain, light, notable. Use those three words. Would you quit it?
It hurts.
We're doing a show. You got 23 other hours in the day to pick your finger, all right?
Well, it hurts.
Well, I bet it didn't hurt before the show. Weirdo. Get those three words in an email and send it off to us here at the Den Popper inbox, and Friday we'll draw out Big Dally Deli. Over 1,800 competitors last year at the Cornhusker Trap Shoot, and we're going to be talking about that tomorrow with the tournament director on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Terry Brenschel is going to be joining us tomorrow on the show. We'll be talking with him. We get Kentucky Derby week next week. We're all fired up for that. And Friday, Daddy, again, another engagement for us. Kearney American Legion Baseball Barbecue.
It's going on at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, as it always does, right around this time of year. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. Stop on out. It's a great fundraiser for American Legion Baseball, and we're perfectly happy to go out and support this organization, be a part of that night.
By the way, delusional Husker fan says Fox has Roy Helu going with pick 235, seventh round. Pro Football Weekly has him at 142. So a huge differential there with some of the guys that are out there. Speaking of baseball, the Nebraska baseball program will celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the school's first College World Series this weekend when the Huskers host Baylor. Fans will have a chance to pick up a free reprint of the Buck to the Blatt poster that was created during the 2001 season, recognizing the 50 and 16 Huskers that qualified for their first ever CWS. Three members of the team are scheduled to throw out honorary first pitches, Jeff Blevins, Jeff Lysy, Thomas Ott, for those three games.
Ott closing the door.
Other players will be from that team will be available for a pregame autograph signing prior to Saturday's game, including Kearney's own Drew Anderson.
Cool.
So we'll be efforting Drew and have him on the show 10 years ago. Who'd they beat?
Rice.
All right, we'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and three decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
April showers bring May flowers and food for the hungry. CPI's Midas and Mr. Tire locations are working with our local communities and you to collect food to feed those people who are in need. During the entire month of April, you can drop off your food donations to any one of the following locations: Midas Auto Service Center in Kearney, Grand Island, or any Mr. Tire location throughout South Central Nebraska, including Hastings. Receive a $5 coupon redeemable in any CPI Midas Service Center or any CPI Mr. Tire location for vehicle service work or tires. CPI wants to thank everyone for your participation in donating food for the local food bank. Remember, a 1 pound or more food donation to CPI gets you a $5 coupon and will help meet the needs of those who are less fortunate. CPI thanks you for your help.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Wednesday, and on Wednesday nights, it's Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island in Kearney.
Yeah, any of the burgers off the menu, $5. $5, they're free if you hit the right Keno numbers. At the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, we tell you all the time, they've got great food, they got great drink specials going on day and night. What a nice Burger Night. Order any of the burgers, mushroom burger, bacon burger, even get the legendary Totally Jack burger at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, GI, both conveniently located downtown locations. Get you all your favorite sports on TV, including those NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs that roll on tonight. The Chicken Coop is where it's at. There's not a bad seat in the house.
Okay, hold on. I'm watching Top Plays. This is great. Bam!
Those whites.
The White Sox playing the Yankees last night, and I don't even know this guy's name. But he makes two incredible plays with guys on first and second. The Yankees have the tying run at second, the winning run at first in the bottom of the ninth. And this utility infielder who come in to pinch run in the eighth somehow ends up playing right field and makes two incredible, incredible catches. And so the Yankees lose. And he's the number one play of the day on SportsCenter.
I thought you were referring to the Detroit Tiger player that had the home run, was running down the ball. The ball hit in his glove on the warning track and shot over the fence for a home run.
Oh, the not top 10?
Yeah, that was the Jose Canseco play of the night.
Yeah, lots of excitement out there. Well, we need to wrap things up tonight. Philadelphia at Miami, Memphis at San Antonio, Denver at Oklahoma City. No real surprises in the NBA last night. Yay, Game 7 in the NHL.
You know what? You did hit your game. Good for you. But Vegas tells you sometimes who's going to win these games. When I rattled off those point spreads yesterday, all these games have been going down the wire. All of a sudden, last night's 9, 8, 11.5 points. They knew who was going to win. Three-team parlay. Bet the favorites last night. Now they've got them down 6 points apiece, those first two. Only one tonight.
Well, New Orleans got off to a good start last night, and then the Lakers end up winning by 16. So there you go. Hey, by the way, former UNK wrestler Tavell DeLognev and Jordan Burroughs, the Hodge Trophy Award winner, two-time national champion of the Huskers, 2 of 7 wrestlers chosen to represent the United States. They're going to wrestle Russia in Times Square coming up on May the 5th, so that's a pretty cool honor for those folks. Central Nebraska Track Championships, congratulations to Shelton's Kalen Brannigan and Grand Island Northwest Cody Rush. They were named the athletes of the meet yesterday. And big changes coming into high school wrestling when it comes to moving up the weight certification. We'll get more into that maybe later on in the week. We want to thank Eli Cotterone from the Pro Football Weekly and Jake Salisbury, UNK Tennis, for joining us on the show today.
Folks, have heard back. Steve Smith expected to join us in the next 2 days, so no win yet. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460.
The Baylor coach.
1550, yes.
Cool. All right. Great. Have a good day. You have a good day. Everything good?
Yeah, everything's perfect.
Okay, bye.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.